This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linford.
And this is your Nish Navalli. Glad to have you along here. What are you doing here listening to us? Go enjoy the fairs.
Yeah, lots of fairs going on.
Lots of county fairs going on right now. You got that right. Well, lots. We got a couple of them here locally. Cass County Fair going on right now. We have the Audubon County Fair also going on right now. So you got options.
You do.
You have options.
Yes.
Hey, congratulations to the royalty. I don't have the Audubon County Fair royalty here in front of me, but Cass County Fair royalty crowned on Thursday night. Larissa Backus, she's the queen. She's from the Griswold Clubsters and the Griswold FFA, and Bill and Jenny Backus are her folks. And the princess is Michaela Summers of the Bear Grove Blazers 4-H Club. She's the daughter of Guy and Kathy Summers. And the king candidate, the king winner, the king, the king.
The king.
Yeah, why beat around the bush? It's all this royal talk all last week.
Yeah, that's been going on.
Yeah, there are no royal babies. We just have royal tea, okay? Tanner Potter was crowned the king. He's from the Griswold Clubsters, and he's the son of Brent and Amy Potter. And the prince is Blake Miller. He's with the Grant Guys and Gals and the CAM FFA, and he's the son of Gary and Shelley Miller. So congratulations to both of those fellas and both of those gals. They get a chance to wear crowns, have fun, do some work.
Yeah.
And for Larissa, she gets a chance to participate in the State Fair Queen competition.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that should make a lot of nice friends for her, too. She'll have a good time down there. Well, very good. And lots of things going on, too. If you still want to enjoy fair, coming up on Sunday at the Cass County Fair is the Swine Show. So that starts at 7:30 in the morning. Lots to do there. There'll be a thrashing and antique equipment show. And that's something that'll be going on. They had an oat field that they planted, and they're going to be demonstrating how they used to do it.
Ooh.
Yeah, you think farming's hard
way.
Now. Yeah, you think farming's hard now. Try going back.
Yeah.
Also on Sunday, the Decorators Showcase. They'll have the Poultry Show, the Dog Show. The Skid Loader Rodeo will continue. Also, the Horse Fun Show and the Tractor Pull will be the featured entertainment Sunday night in the grandstand area. On Monday, coming up, it'll be the Beef Show. That starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. They'll have the Best of Iowa. That's at 9:30 in the morning. Also, the Dairy and Dairy Goat Show, the Meat Goat Show. They'll have the Parade of Champions in the evening at the Outdoor Arena. The Grand Champion Beef Selection goes at 7 o'clock Monday night, and then they'll finish up Monday night with the Skid Loader Rodeo Finals. That's at 8 o'clock. And then Tuesday is the big sale. The livestock sale starts at 8 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday. It's a one-day sale. They did that last year, and they're going to continue that. So one-day sale. So make sure you get out to help out those youngsters. So get a chance to get out and enjoy the fair.
Yeah.
And hit the food stand.
Always good stuff.
Well, as I hope folks know by now, the Cass County Fair is a free fair. There's no gate and no grandstand admission. You just have to walk on. All you have to do is find parking, and you're good. Walk onto the grounds. All they ask is that, if as best you can, support the food stand, because that's what pays for everything for the most part. So if you can help them out there, they'd love it. The Audubon County Fair also continues. If you're still looking for things to do, you can hit the fair on Sunday, this Sunday. The tractor drive is happening at 10 o'clock in the morning. There's going to be a community wellness walk early in the morning also. The open class horse show will be held. There's a Clover Kids bottle bucket show. There's also a 4-H and FFA Pen of Three show, a 4-H and FFA bottle bucket show, 4-H and FFA market heifer show, a 4-H and FFA Market Steer Show, 4-H and FFA Supreme Market Animal, and 4-H and FFA Showmanship will all be held during the day. The beef feed will be held at the show barn at noon. They'll have bingo in the Hoop Building by the Exira Lions at 1 o'clock. There's a pie contest and an old-timers band in the Hoop Building at 2 o'clock. There'll be 4-H recognition in the show barn at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and all that will lead up to the evening when they'll have the figure eight races, always popular. Mm-hmm. The figure eight race is getting underway at 7:30 in the evening there at the Speedway on the fairgrounds. And also on Monday, coming up Monday, July 29th, that's a big day as well. They're going to start the day with biscuits and gravy. That'll be at the pop stand starting at 8 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock is the livestock sale. Rabbits, poultry, sheep, goats, swine, beef, everything goes on sale at the Audubon County Fair. And again, that's coming up on Monday, July 29th. And the 4-H watermelon feed will happen immediately after the sale. Lots going on at a couple of local county fairs. So again, make your plans accordingly. Make sure you get a chance to get there. We've had a chance to visit already with a number of the youngsters that are participating in the fair. They're having a good time. Mm-hmm. So why shouldn't you?
Yes.
Don't let the kids have all the fun.
Adults can have fun too.
That's right. It's always kids' day. Adults don't get to have fun all the time. We just have to take advantage of it when we can.
Yeah.
Well, there are an awful lot of things coming up here in the near future, and I've got a few. I know you've got a lot of them there.
Yes. Well, kind of going along with the fair, the Cass County 4-H Cowpokes, they are dedicating a bench to former superintendents, leaders, and anyone who has ever been involved with the group. That's going to take place on July 28th at 6 p.m. at the Horse Arena at the Cass County Fairgrounds. It's open to the public and anyone who has ever been involved with the Cowpokes. They're invited to attend, and then the kids will have their fun show after. So that's the Cass County 4-H Cowpokes dedicating a bench on July 28th at 6 p.m. That's at the Horse Arena at the Cass County Fairgrounds. The Xyra, Brayton, and Hamlin churches, they're hosting the Ingham Okoboji Lutheran Bible Camps. That is July 29th through August 1st. The T-Bone celebration coming up, it's actually their 63rd, that begins on August 2nd, and they'll have hamburgers at the fairgrounds by the Audubon County Fair Board in the grandstand area. Then at 7:30 is the T-Bone Special Figure 8 car races. Then at dusk, there's going to be some fireworks. And then from 10 p.m. to midnight is the free teen dance at the City Park stage. So that's the 63rd annual Operation T-Bone celebration that begins on August 2nd. Then on August 3rd, there's still lots of activities going on. There's the Audubon County Good Neighbor Service Council Breakfast. That's at the Memorial Building from 7 to 10. They have a fun run walk at 7:15. From 9 to 4, there's crafts. They'll have vendor tables, store bargains, bake sales, and flea market. At 10 is the Tractor Show and Shine. And then also at 10, there's food available at the Operation T-Bone Memorabilia Table at the City Park. From 10 to 4, there's kids games and inflatables at the City Park. 11 to 1, there's clown entertainment. At 11 is the T-Bone Association Steak Sandwich Feed. That's at the City Park. 11 to 3 is a special display at the Cultural Center at the library. At 11 a.m. is the PE for Life games at the City Park. And then from 11:30 to 12:30, the 2012 Estate Fair Fiddler Champion, Jim Christensen with Joe Bean, will be performing at the City Park stage. Their parade is at 1, and they'll have a beer garden at 2 in the City Park, and the Lundstroms at the City Park stage. They have a beef cook-off that's at 3 in the City Park, and then also the Firemen's Water Fights. That's at Leroy Street between South and Chicago Street, and that's also at 3. And then in the evening, they have the free street dance. It's from 8 p.m. to midnight, and they'll have music by Mason's Basement. Then it continues again on Sunday, August 4th. From 7 a.m. to noon, they have a breakfast fundraiser and open house at the fire station. And then also on Tuesday, August 6th, at 9 a.m. is the Operation T-Bone Cattle Auction. And then they'll have a free hamburger feed immediately after the auction. So lots of stuff going on over in Audubon for their 63rd annual Operation T-Bone celebration. That's August 2nd through the 6th. Okay, let's see here. The First Lutheran Church South of Wyota's Ice Cream Social. That's on August 4th. That is from 5 to 7. They'll also be serving Sloppy Joe's, hot dogs, pies, cakes, and drinks. And they'll have a free will offering, and that goes to support missionary Carl Hansen, who's in Hong Kong. That's the First Lutheran Church South of Wyota's Ice Cream Social on August 4th from 5 to 7. The 21st Annual Walnut Optimist Clubs, their antique car show is on August 4th, and that will be held rain or shine on Main Street. Registration for that is from 8 a.m. to noon, and pre-register is $12, or the day of the show is $15. There's 29 classes, and they'll have first, second, and third place trophies and special awards. The trophy presentation is at 4 p.m., then dash plaques to the first 150 cars. If you'd like more information on that, you can contact Ed Ransom at 712-784-3892. That's the 21st Annual Walnut Optimist Club's Antique City Car Show. That's on August 4th, and that's rain or shine on Main Street. The 5th Annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament, that's on August 10th at 9 a.m. at the Mission Hills Golf Club. It's a best ball tournament, and they'll have three flights prizes on every hole. And they have some things that are open to the public, though, if you don't participate in the tournament. There is a silent auction, and that will be held all day in the clubhouse, and that's open to the public. And they'll also be grilling and baking for a free will donation. So if you're not involved with the tournament, you can still come out and help a great cause. The Persia Fire and Rescue's tractor and garden poles, that is on August 10th at 1 p.m. at the Persia Ballpark. Both poles begin at 1 p.m. and admission is $5. Kids under 5 are free, and then pit passes are $10. They're also going to have some duck races and a pig pasture bingo. Food and beverages available on site, no carry-ins. And if you'd like more information on that, you can contact Mike Olson at 402-290-1426. And that's sponsored by the Persia Fire and Rescue. And the proceeds from that go towards the Fire Truck Fund. So that's the Persia Fire and Rescue's Tractor and Garden Poles on August 10th. And that starts at 1 p.m. in the Persia Ballpark. And then here in Atlantic is Atlantic Fest. That's on August 10th at 9 a.m. is the Road Race Awards and a 50-50 and Tank Ride Raffle. At 9:30 is the Pet Show, and then at 10 a.m. the Atlantic High School Band will perform. At 10:30 is Rick Bullitt's Hypnotist, and at 11:30 a.m. Special K's Clown. At noon, Salute Gymnastics and Special K's Roaming Act. At 12:30 is the AHS Barbershop Quartet, and then the Pedipoles begin at 12:30. At 1 is Brad Morgan, and at 1:30 is the Car Crush. At 2 is the Motorcycle Show Awards, and then at 3:30 is the announcement of the 50-50 winner. At 3:30 is the Car Show Awards. And then also throughout the day, going on from 10 to 4, there's the Craft Show, the Detter Motor Car Show, Children's Games, Bounce Houses, Face Painting, Food. There's the BPW Bingo, Weasel Rides, and Antique Military Vehicles. So lots of stuff going on for Atlantic Fest, and that's on August 10th.
That is a lot of stuff. Holy smokes.
Yes.
Whew, we all need to take a breath.
Yeah.
Hey, let's take a breather here quick. We'll take a break and be back with more for you right after this.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right. We still have more things to cover,
yes.
Believe it or not. We're not even through your
whole
list.
No, we're not.
Yet.
We've still got lots of things going on in August. Just a few more we'll go over. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, it's their third Thursday summer concert series, and that's on August 15th from 6 to 8 p.m. That's at the Atlantic City Park, and performing is rock and roll band Stone Throw. Along with the concert series is Produce in the Park. There's prepared foods, local produce, kids' activities, baked goods, artwork, crafts, and flowers. Just in case it rains, it'll be held at the Elks Lodge. If you'd like more information on that, you can also look it up online at AtlanticIowa.com. It's the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce's third Thursday summer concert series, and that's August 15th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Atlantic City Park. The Griswold Sports Booster Club, their four-person golf tournament auction, that's coming up August 17th at 10 a.m. at the Griswold Golf and Country Club. They do have lunch available for purchase. It's $120 per team. If you'd like to sign up for that, you just need to call the Griswold Golf and Country Club. You can also get your cart then, too, and they're asking that no one under the age of 21 be allowed to participate. They'll have an auction at 4:30, and that's open to the public. So if you don't attend the golf, then you can participate in that. They're asking that you just please join them and help support their local athletics. It's the Griswold Sports Booster Club 4-person golf tournament and auction, August 17th at 10 a.m., and that's at the Griswold Golf and Country Club. Dan Karsher, he's a well-known Iowa public television personality, public speaker, founding editor-in-chief retired of Midwest Living Magazine, and author of three popular books based on his road trips around the Midwest. He's going to be giving a free presentation at the Allen House here in Atlantic at 2 p.m. on August 24th. He's going to share his varied career experiences and extensive Midwest travels, including his favorite destinations in Western Iowa. And you can just RSVP to 712-404-0072. Again, that's on August 24th at 2 p.m. at the Allen House in Atlantic.
Okay. Got some more stuff here, too, to tell you about. In fact, some of it's going on this weekend yet. The St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Parish Picnic continues in Portsmouth on Sunday. the Portsmouth Ball Diamond. They'll have the Iowa Western League Championship Tourney at 1 o'clock. There's a hamburger, and beer stands will be open at 4 o'clock. It's more than just a hamburger. They have hamburgers. but those will be opening up. Yeah, that would be an awful fight. There'll be inflatables, mini midway there at 7 o'clock on Sunday evening at the AC Hall. There'll be a chicken dinner. Staley's will be providing that with all the trimmings. $10 for adults, $5 for children 10 and under. Also at 5:30, I've said 7 o'clock. It's from 4 to 7 o'clock is the dinner. At 5:30, there's Dauber Bingo in the AC, Religious Education Center, the Parish Hall. Make sure you bring your own daubers. Also, Roly Poly the Clown will have some balloon animals and things from 6 to 9. There's a beer garden and a miscellaneous auction at 6:30. And also during the auction, they'll have their $10,000 drawing. The last ticket drawn and other cash prizes and quilt drawing will be held. You can still get your tickets, too. Lots of opportunity there. So have a good time with that. Lots of things happening.
Yes.
Food, novelties, crafts, all kinds of things. Lots of games. Keep kids busy so you can have some fun, too. Coming up here in the very near future, there's a blood drive coming up this Monday, July 29th at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut, and that's from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. If you'd like to donate, you can contact the Red Cross. That's 1-800-RED-CROSS. Could I make it any easier for you? Okay, make sure you get your appointments to donate. Monday, July 29th, First Presbyterian Church in Walnut, 11:30 to 5:30. I'm sorry. Now, also coming up not too far down the road, there's a Music at the Mill series continuing up in Elkhorn. The Exira Community Band will perform on Wednesday, July 31st. That'll be at 7 p.m., so bring a lawn chair or a blanket to enjoy the event. They'll have free will donations, which will be used toward debt retirement for the Danish Windmill. There'll be Danish hot dogs, chips, and a drink, all available for $5 if you'd like to stop by and participate in any of those things. Now, also coming up this weekend, the Green Ridge Steam and Gas Engine Antique Club's 10th annual tractor ride is being held this Sunday, July 28th. Ride begins at 9 in the morning. They ask for a free will donation dinner at the Green Ridge grounds. Once the riders return, the dinner and tours will open up to the public as well. Now, the ride will go from the Green Ridge Steam Show grounds, and they'll travel to Steve Kenkel's Seed Corn Memorabilia Museum near Erling. Now, if you have any questions, you can contact Larry Knutson or Dan Hansen if you'd like to know more about that. And don't forget the 37th Annual Green Ridge Steam and Gas Engine Antique Show. It's been going on a long time, 37th time now. That's coming up on September 21st and 22nd, so make sure you mark your calendars for that. And you might want to participate in that 10th Annual Tractor Ride coming up this Sunday. Also, I mentioned blood drives. There's another one on Monday, July 29th. This will be in the community of Erling, and that'll be at St. Joseph's Parish Hall in Erling this Monday, July 29th, from noon until 6 p.m. You can contact Nadine Kenkel to schedule an appointment. The number is 712-579-9896. The need is always constant, and walk-ins are always welcome as well. Now, also, not too far down the road, the Anita Whale Town Celebration is coming up. That'll be Friday, August 2nd and Saturday, August 3rd. Now, on Friday, August the 2nd, there'll be a Lions Club spaghetti supper at the Legion Hall. That's at 5 o'clock. They'll register for the Fireman's Bag Tournament from 6 to 6:45, and then they'll get her going at 7 o'clock. It's a big deal. Those bag tournaments are huge.
I think they'd be fun.
They are. They're huge. It's $40 entry fee per team, and they have a 50-50 payout on that. So, bag tournament. You think you're good? Hey.
I know I'm good.
Listen to this. See how you stack up against the rest of them, huh?
Probably not so good.
Not so well. Saturday, August 3rd, then, it'll continue. They'll have their registration for the parade at the Cam High School parking lot at 9 o'clock. The Anita Garden Club Craft, Plant, and Bake Sale will be held at the Anita Legion Hall from 9 until noon. There's a craft show at the Anita Community Center in Banshell Park from 9 to 2. The parade, a community full of character, is the annual parade theme, and that'll go at 10:30 in the morning. And they're going to have a grand marshal this year it's not a grand marshal, it'll be several. It's the Cam Cougar football team. They were named the 2013 Pursuing Victory with Honor Award winner from Character Counts at Drake University. So make sure you check that out, too. Now, also at 11 o'clock, the Lions Club food stand and Ace Club food stand will open. The Masonic Lodge will sell snow cones. The Cam freshman class will be selling root beer floats and popsicles. Ooh, root beer floats. That sounds good. That's at the Banshell Park. And after the parade at the Bandshell Park, they'll have plenty of entertainment featuring Villa Dance and Salute Gymnastics, a variety of games, activities, a kids raffle. They'll be announcing the cutest baby contest winner at noon. The Kids Club will be selling Schwann's ice cream. Life Flight will be landing and be on display at the parking lot north of Rolling Hills Bank and Trust from 1 to 3. There's a youth pedal tractor race going on at 2 o'clock. The annual Fireman Steak Fry that evening. That gets underway at 4 o'clock, and that's always a well-attended event. And then also 9 o'clock, there'll be a dance in the Bandshell Park. So lots of things going on for the Whale Town celebration in Oneida. You know, it's a whale of a town.
Yeah.
So you know that.
I do.
Also, Saturday, August 3rd is the 5th annual Bomber Football Golf Tournament. That's the Adair Casey Bomber Football Golf Tournament. 5x80 Golf and Country Club is where that'll be held. Saturday, August 3rd, they tee off at 9, registration at 8:15. That's $150 per team, and that includes a meal. There'll be a silent auction for all kinds of different things, too. Then you can contact head football coach Wade Anderson if you'd like to know more about that, or perhaps you would like to get yourself registered. They would be happy to take care of you there. And also not too far down the road. Boy, you just get through county fairs, and it just gets busier and busier. The 63rd annual Operation T-Bone is coming up also, primarily August 2nd through the 6th. Now, they do have a couple of other straggler events, I guess you could call them. Saturday, August 25th, there'll be the Saddle Club T-Bone Double Judged Open Horse Show at the fairgrounds. And then Sunday, September 8th, there'll be the T-Bone Golf Tournament at the Audubon Golf and Country Club. But primarily Friday, August 2nd, there'll be hamburgers at the fairgrounds. There'll be a T-Bone Special Figure 8 car race starting at 7:30. They'll have fireworks in the evening and then a teen dance at the City Park stage to kind of cap the day off. Saturday's a huge day, Saturday, August 3rd. They have the Audubon County Good Neighbor Service Council breakfast. I think you went through a lot of these things already.
Yeah.
But the highlights, you know, you go through some of these different things, and then you take it around and turn the corner, and you get to really the meat of it. Ha, ha, ha.
Get it?
Yeah. The meat of Operation T-Bone would be the T-Bone Sale. And that comes at the Oneida Livestock Auction. That'll be Tuesday, August 6th at 9 a.m. And then they'll have the traditional free hamburger feed right afterward, too, at the Oneida Livestock Auction. So, yeah, Stacy went through a lot of those things. But check it out. There's lots of things. There's a parade. There's all kinds of stuff going on. Beef cook-off contest. I mean, lots of fun stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot in there.
So, yeah, have fun with that. Yeah, there should be a lot of good stuff there. All right, that's all I've got. So did we get through all of the stuff that we wanted to cover for the time being?
I got through all
you think?
Of mine that
I'm trying
I had.
To look through here real quick and make sure. Yeah, I think we got just about everything we needed for now. All right, very good. Well, so do you have any birthdays?
I do. I got a couple birthdays here.
Okay.
I would like to wish Mary Ann Chantry, who is celebrating her 85th birthday on August 1st. Her children are going to host an 85th birthday party open house for her. That will be held on Saturday, August 3rd. That's from 1 to 4. At the Heritage House in the Recreation Room, which is on the main floor. Everyone is welcome. They're asking no gifts, please. If you'd like to send her a card, though, you can send that to her at 1200 Brook Ridge Circle, Apartment 305, Atlantic, Iowa 50022. So happy 85th birthday to Mary Ann Chantry, celebrating her birthday on August 1st. I'd like to wish Dale Nelson a happy 80th birthday. His family is inviting you to help them celebrate his birthday on August 3rd from 4 to 7 at the Brayton Town Hall. They're asking no gifts, please. And you can send a card to him, though, at 1302 Littlefield Drive in Elkhorn, Iowa, 51531. So happy 80th birthday to Dale M. Nelson, celebrating his 80th birthday. Happy birthday to Robert Buck. They're having a card shower for him in honor of his 90th birthday. That's on August 4th, and you can send him a card to 700 West Street in Shelby, Iowa, 51570. He has 9 grandchildren and 13 great-grandchildren. So happy 90th birthday to Robert Buck, celebrating his birthday on August 4th, and you can send him a card to 700 West Street in Shelby, Iowa, 51570.
I have a couple of anniversary notes here for anniversary celebrations coming up on August the 4th. This one is Lynn and Caroline Dent of Irwin will be celebrating their 65th wedding anniversary. And there'll be a come-and-go reception on Sunday, August 4th, 1:30 to 4 p.m. It'll be at their home at 510 Harmon Street in Irwin, and friends and relatives are invited to attend. And again, that's a 65th wedding anniversary for Lynn and Caroline Dent of Irwin coming up Sunday, August the 4th. Congratulations to them. Hope they have a great day. Also, a celebration coming up for Richard and Lyle Peterson. of Harlan. They'll be celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary. I think that's Lily. Lily's 80th birthday will also be celebrated at an open house from 2 to 4 on Sunday, August 4th at the Kirkman Community Hall. And friends and relatives are invited to attend. So congratulations to the Petersons. We hope they have a great day as well.
Yes.
Don't have any babies to tell you about.
No, we don't.
Unless, you know, you really want to talk about the royal baby that was born earlier this past week.
That has three names.
Is that all?
That's all, yeah.
Three names, but no last name.
Right.
Yeah, go figure that. So, as someone who's expecting relatively soon, mm-hmm. are you jealous that this one baby's getting all the attention?
No.
What's up with that?
No, she can have it.
I don't understand. I never have understood, and I still don't understand why in the world it gets so much media attention mm-hmm. here in the United States.
Right, when it's clear over there. And
why do we care?
Yeah. It's not our government.
Well, that's not theirs either.
Yes.
It's not. I mean, it's just.
Yeah.
They pay extra taxes so that family can. Well, I guess we kind of do the same thing. It's called welfare here, but
yeah.
It's pretty much the same thing over there. We pay extra taxes to give to other people. You know,
yeah.
Why not? But yeah, all this media coverage of this baby born. Mm-hmm. And then they named it fairly quickly. They said it was. Well, just a day or two, and they had names
that's quick.
On it. Well, it is for them.
Yeah.
You know, they said, the baby's father, Prince William, mm-hmm. it took a week Charles and Diana to give him his royal name. And when Charles was born back in the Dark Ages, it took, Queen Elizabeth
right.
and Prince Philip, it took them a month before announced his name. Yeah.
Wow. I
it
could not go... I think more than 2 days without having a name for my child.
I don't think our laws allow for it, to be quite honest. I think,
yeah, I'm pretty sure you can't discharge from the hospital without that.
I'm thinking baby girl Linfer will only
right.
take you so far, and after that, they're going to want a name on that certificate somewhere.
Yep.
Settled on a name yet?
Have not. We haven't.
You wouldn't tell me here anyway, would you?
I would. We haven't even narrowed it down, though, to even tell you that either.
Really?
Nope.
What are you procrastinating for?
I don't know. Just, I think when it comes to me, I'll know.
You'll just know.
I mean, I have I have a small list, you know, kind of ones that I like, but I don't know. We decide on Wyatt right up until, so.
Yeah. Is this pregnancy any easier than the first one?
No, I would have to say it's
tougher?
It's a little tougher, yeah. A little more tired and sick in the beginning and a little more uncomfortable already than I was with Wyatt, even though I was a lot bigger round-wise with him than I am with this one, but.
Stacy loses her breath very quickly these days.
I can't talk very long.
That darn kid's pushing on the diaphragm.
Yes, she
is. Tell him to knock that off. But yeah, it's been interesting to watch, from a distance,
around,
of course.
Yeah,
the watchers just, I mean, you sound like us old guys getting out of a chair anymore. Ugh.
It hurts.
Oh no, I forgot something. Now I have to walk all the way back there and get it again.
Yes, that happens. It's not that great, but
they just take the life right out of you,
yeah.
don't they? Well, very good. Otherwise, everything's good.
Everything's good, yes.
Everything's good. Everything's on schedule.
Yes.
Like early, middle of September, thereabouts.
Yep. We're a week earlier now for due date, but that's fine with me.
I bet it is. I bet it is.
Yeah.
Tired of hauling your carcass around?
A little bit, yes.
Well, good. Well, everybody's healthy right now.
Yes.
That's the good stuff.
Yes,
good.
Yes.
Very good. All right. Well, it's not a royal baby update, but that's
your baby
update. That's the best we can do.
That's all I got right now.
That's all you got. Well, he's the heir to the Linfer throne.
Yeah.
She'd be second in line,
yeah.
wouldn't she? Yeah.
Beat out Wyatt.
Darn. Oh, well, Wyatt's got left. When Wyatt sees what he's going to have, he might just say, yeah, give it to her.
Yeah, that part will be interesting, how he reacts. So.
Yeah, it's always interesting when you add children to the family.
Yeah.
And Wyatt's getting on a year and a half.
Over.
He's over a year and a half.
Yeah, he's going to be 20 months here in a few weeks.
Oh, is that? Okay, yeah, it would be. I was looking at the calendar thinking, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah, so he's old enough to understand some of the things. He won't remember long term, but he understands now some of the things happening.
Yeah,
so.
He hugs my belly and gives him kisses. But I don't think he actually fully understands what's going on.
Well,
but.
When he sees that baby getting a lot of attention, and he's not getting quite
I'm
as much as he used to.
Yes.
We'll see.
I'm sure that'll be the fun part.
You won't be the first parent to go through that.
No, that's true.
Pretty sure.
I'll survive somehow.
You bet.
But.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for you here this weekend. Thanks for joining us here on our program. We always appreciate that. This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.